Listening Library presents Crow by Barbara Wright. Read for you by J.D. Jackson. Chapter 1. The buzzard knew. He gave the first warning. I was playing in the backyard while my grandmother stirred the iron washpot over the fire. She had gray hair and a bent back. Standing, she looked like the left-hand side of a Y. If she'd been able to straighten her back, she would have been taller than me. But since she couldn't, we were the same height. I called her Boo Nanny. She joked that I should call her Bent Granny. She took in wash from white people in town. In our backyard, clotheslines were stretched 4 feet off the ground. A higher line held pants and sheets. Daddy had built a platform so she could reach. The morning of my last day of fifth grade, the weather was hot. Not as hot as it would get in a few weeks, when sand scalded bare feet and doors swelled so much that it was hard to open them, but hot enough so that the salt breeze from the ocean did little to cool things off. Boo Nanny wore a cabbage leaf on her head to protect her from the sun. Holding the cup green leaf to her head with one hand, she shaded her eyes and looked up into the sky, clear but for some feathery clouds in the shape of seagull wings. Several birds looped around in the high currents, too far away to cast a shadow. They were black and shiny like crows, but as awkward as flying turkeys. Their wings held fixed. The birds did the dead man's float in the air, drifting in lazy figure eights around an invisible circle.